producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, here's what happened. About 45 minutes before we started, Chris O'Brien calls. And he is not the kind of person who takes a flu shot every year. And I'm not going to say that made him contract the flu, but he didn't sound so good. So I told him to take the evening off, or the day off, or whatever it is. Indeed, I'll spend this time with our special guest, Alejandro Rojas from Open Minds. Alejandro, welcome back to the PowerCast. I've got one single question for you. Do you take flu shots? And if not, why not?
I do not take flu shots, and I don't have a flu issue. So it's like, it's rare I get the flu. And in fact, you know, even though I'm not known as kind of a woo-hoo kind of guy, I feel, and there is some, you know, science behind it. When I found that I really started doing meditation a lot, and I found like a place to be able to relax, I could also kind of just feel when my body needs to rest. And so often when something like that comes on, I'll rest or meditate, and over time it goes away. And really, for years, it's extremely rare that I get the flu. So, I mean, if I got the flu every year, I'd probably consider it. I'm not afraid of it. But I figure at this point, if I don't need it, then why do it?
You'll wait until it happens. But the problem with that is it's too late.
Well, true. But if you get the shot, it's not good for every virus. Or if the virus is morphed that year. So it's not like it's something that's going to work for certain anyway. So it'll help, but it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're flu free. So those are reasons. I mean, it's not like it's causing, maybe when I get older, I'll start to do it where it may cause more complications. But I just don't get the flu. Why get the shot if I don't get the flu? Tell
right.
me that.
I will not tell you that because I have no answer. Of course, as we know, the flu shot's kind of like a diluted version of a particular strain of flu. And they make an educated guess what kinds of flu will be rampant this particular season. All right? Unfortunately, they're sometimes wrong. But I'll tell you this, since I've been taking flu shots, which I do religiously every year, and I'm not necessarily a religious person, but I do take it every year. And I have not contracted the flu ever since I did that.
Yeah, I mean, I think as I get older, there'll probably be a point where my immune system will weaken and I'll need to do that. But at least right now, you know, I used to get the flu every year, but I was more stressed out. And I think that's what the meditation helped. And there is science behind it. There are studies that show, you know, if you relax, if you're able to, whether it's meditation or whatever you do to relax, if you're less stressed, then being too stressed for too long, although it can be benefit you in short bursts, it can be detrimental at long periods of times, like we are when we're, you know, stressed all day at work or something like that. So you got to chill, you got to relax, and that will actually help your body tackle your sicknesses. You'll be healthier.
And stay away from people, because if someone else has a flu virus and you shake their hand, or something of that nature, well, that could do it. So I just hide from people.
That's another way.
That's the way I do it. I just stay away from everybody. I live like a hermit. No, I don't. Before we go on, let me just tell our listeners that we really want you to support the show and listen to our second radio show called After the PowerCast. And the only way to do that is to become a member of the PowerCast Plus. You go to plus.thepowercast.com, and you sign up, and you get the ad-free version of this show, higher quality audio. Alejandro Rojas will sound just perfect. He sounds perfect now. That way, he's even more perfect. And when Chris is here and feeling better, he'll sound just marvelous. In any case, you get that. You get the After the Paracast podcast. We've added some show transcripts. We've got a video up there. More will come. The subscription rate is modest for month-to-month, annual, five-year, and lifetime. I think our rates are on the low side for a premium show. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, plus.theparacast.com. We welcome your suggestions to make it better. Alejandro, of course, we're going to talk about the International UFO Congress, which is coming next month. We're talking to him in January, just at the tail end of the month. And he's got some amazing speakers, people that you would not normally expect to see making a speech at a UFO event or even showing up. This is going to be really incredible. We'll talk about that. But you used to be associated with MUFON. And before we go on, explain to our listeners what your connection to that organization was.
Yeah, well, really, once I really got into this topic, I lived as a hermit. I mean, if I wasn't at work, at the time I was a corporate trainer, so I was dealing with people a lot, all day, every day. I stressed out, getting the flu. I would go home after that and just read and study and read and study for a year. Well, I don't know, maybe years, probably a couple years even. And finally, I got to the point where I felt I read everything I could read. It was starting to get repetitive online or in print format. And so I decided now I've got to get out into the field. And luckily, you know, I learned about MUFON during this process, and their headquarters was in the town next door. I was in Lakewood, Colorado, and they were in Littleton, Colorado, another suburb of Denver. I went and got involved. Luckily, they had monthly speakers at their organization and got to meet John Schussler, who was the executive director at the time. And I started helping out with the local group, and then we were running the symposium. So people may remember that in the early 2000s, it was in Denver for several years in a row. And I got to be involved with the national organization. James Carrion was then the director at that time. And he brought me on as the director of education, but PR kind of fell under that. And having a journalism background, to me, PR was important. Not only that, the web was getting more and more important. And so really the job became consumed by the PR portion of it. So they named me the official spokesperson for MUFON. I was just kind of representing them. The great thing about MUFON, even though it's a nonprofit organization, I think that at the time, especially even now, but at the time especially, we got a lot of attention, more attention than, let's say, a normal. I think we had to do less work than other nonprofits because people were fascinated by the topic, especially, well, funny thing, last night I was on our local Fox News doing a UFO story, and in Denver, the Fox News out there, they used to run the most UFO stories out there, so I would meet with them quite often. So that's how it all started, from running conferences and doing the PR stuff and then writing and doing my podcast with MUFON. That's how it evolved into Open Minds because, you know, my boss wanted to start a company where he did all of that stuff. And so that's why it was a good fit for me to move to the Phoenix area and begin working with Open Minds.
That was your training ground.
Exactly.
Okay. The reason I brought this up is because you're somebody who would be in the know of what MUFON does. And we'll get into more of this in our next segment. But you're probably aware that back in June, over at a blog called UFO Trail, there was an article called UFO Community Members Weigh In on Dubious MUFON Speakers. And the emphasis was on Jaime Masson.
Yeah.
And the reason is his connection with the topic that shall not be named, which is also known as Roswell Slides. And we've covered that extensively, so I'm not going to cover that anymore because we all know what happened. We all know how it was exposed. We all know how transparent it was. But what bothers me here is that after this event, they're still inviting Jaime Masson to be a featured speaker at a MUFON annual symposium. And the problem I see is that they seem to be tone deaf to what's going on. They're looking at a speaker because he fills seats, not because he has factual content to offer. More to come. Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien is as they say, you know, under the weather. With Gene and Alejandro, you're in
the Paracast.
I know that a lot of our listeners are interested in UFOs, the issue of giant skeletons found in America, paranormal investigations, and what the top researchers think about such topics. One online magazine has been presenting such unusual information since 1985. It is Alternate Perceptions Magazine at apmagazine.info. Use their search function to find articles on just about every topic imaginable. That's apmagazine.info.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shot for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You do that well. I'm going to have to add you to our roster of favored the Paracast enunciators. Isn't that great?
It's fun. I love doing it.
We have Alejandro Rojas with us, and we're talking about a lot of subjects, but focusing right now on UFO conventions, getting the best speakers. And there's this article called UFO Community Members Weigh In on Dubious MUFON Speakers, and I mentioned Jaime Musan, but in the past there have been other people who have been questionable.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had Jan Harzan, the current director of MUFON, on the show. He seems like a nice guy, like a reasonable guy, but he also seems tone deaf to things like this. Mm-hmm. What's your perception?
Yeah, I mean, there's two things. There's the UFO community and there's UFO research. Even when I was a spokesperson for MUFON, a lot of what I struggled with was dealing with the UFO community. And my kind of statement was this. Everybody wanted MUFON to do everything. MUFON was like the organization. MUFON had to investigate Sasquatch or anal probes or what is the name of the children that are supposedly special or something like this? I think every grandparent thinks that their kid is a star child or something like that.
I'll go for the star child. Yes, there's something special about them. In fact, just to bring that up, there was an episode this week of the revitalized X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of had a connection with special children who have unusual abilities. But let's go past that. Go ahead.
Indigo children. So it's like,
sure.
I think the X-Files was a good example. They tried to tackle everything in the community. And to be honest, that's what the UFO Congress does. The UFO Congress is kind of a populist. We try to encapsulate aspects of the entire field. Although personally, I'm more into the science. And really, that's what MUFON's supposed to be, the science. And I've always said there's a place for the study of science, a place where that credible information that mainstream feels is credible can be brought together, and people who are serious and have credibility are working in a manner that is credible to the mainstream, and so the topic could be elevated. It's what SETI did. People used to laugh about SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Not anymore. SETI can't do anything without making news. Everything they do, people find fascinating, but they do it in a very scientific manner. So there's two aspects to this. One is my view of what MUFON could and should be the SETI. And that's not popular. I mean, to be honest, I think a lot of people would leave MUFON. If I were in charge, I would go in that direction. I would make it truly about what its mission statement is. It would be about science. And I think the media, over time, we would get more media attention. We would elevate the field. And then we would get more participation by people who are really serious about this. And I think we'd be able to gain some ground, as opposed to kind of placating the UFO community. And I think that this current administration of MUFON does look more to placate the UFO community. I think they take it upon themselves to try to represent and keep the UFO community together. And I think that's what Jan does. Jan is a people person. He's a great guy. And that's, you know, what he tries to do. What gets lost, though, is that credibility factor. And I think that's what that UFO trail and those people were concerned about. And I had similar concerns. When you bring Jaime Musan on, who is trying to push this case that's not only been debunked. And once you push a case that's been debunked, it's more like you're pushing a hoax. He's been called lately a snake oil salesman, and that's the type of thing he was doing. He was selling some snake oil there. So that's a credibility issue. The Hangar One problem and the issue with, you know, MUFON having Hangar One people at the symposium was the other issue. And the problem with Hangar One was they had admitted, and Jan, you know, doesn't shy away from this. He's admitted that a lot of what is in Hangar One was scripted. It's fiction that was written by these people. It's not fact. Like Jan said, we provide them with the facts, but unfortunately they mingle it with a lot of fiction. And so you have, he used a 70-30. 70% is fact, 30% fiction. Problem is it makes it all useless because you don't know what's fact or fiction. And one of the issues, and I have a real issue with this too, is one of the problems that they were citing on UFO Trail in this group, and you may remember this, is this document, I think they called it document 42 or something like that. But essentially the producers came across this sentence that they really liked that was in this purported document that was supposedly real. They didn't know much about it. So they created a fake document and put this sentence in it. And this document was called something like document 42. And so in Hangar 51, they said document 42 and they showed it and they highlighted this sentence. It was a fake document. And that really is a problem for credibility. So people were saying, MUFON, why are you faking documents? Well, it wasn't MUFON that faked documents. It was the producers. But MUFON wouldn't clarify that. And that was really frustrating. And when I tried to clarify it, there was like this, well, we don't want to upset the producers. At that point, really, me and the producer certainly didn't see eye to eye on this, and I'm really disappointed that they wouldn't come out and just admit this to the public, just to speak to it, to get MUFON off the hook. But it was the producers who did that, not MUFON. However, this document is an alleged MJ-12 document that I don't believe is – I mean, it – you know, it comes from a lot of hoax documents. It's the SOM 101 manual. And a lot of people think that's real. I think Stanton Friedman thinks that's one document that is real. I don't think the history shows that. In some of the Doty research and everything that I've done that people can find online. But besides that, you know, it's one thing to, show a document that is allegedly real and make the argument whether it is or not, because a lot of your listeners probably believe it is real. And I could be wrong. I'm certainly not the authority when it comes to everything. But the document they showed was fake. They created it. They admitted it in the back channels, wouldn't admit it publicly, but it was obvious anyways. It was in the show. And so those are the things that people were frustrated about, and I can totally understand their frustration. I've always said MUFON Symposium should highlight MUFON work. At our conference, at the UFO Congress, we usually have more MUFON field investigators, state directors, directors of this or that. We have more of those doing presentations at our conference than the MUFON Symposium does. They're scared to take this leap of faith of just presenting their people because they think, yeah, maybe it won't fill seats. I disagree. I think when you're an organization talking to the public, and that's how we feel when we do our conference, is that we are the authorities. People come to us to tell them, who's good? Who's what out there? And who should I listen to? And when we have a cast of characters that come and talk to them, as long as we're doing a good job and these are good presenters giving them information that they're fascinated by, they're going to be happy and they're going to come back every year. And that's what works for us. That's why we're the largest conference. MUFON should do the same.
Let me stop it here because we have to break. Okay. We've got more to talk about conferences, UFO conferences, and maybe cleaning out the speaker rosters. With Alejandro Rojas of Open Minds, more to come. Chris O'Brien's Under the Weather with Gene and Alejandro. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Alejandro Rojas of Open Minds joins us. We're talking a little bit about UFO conferences. Of course, he's responsible in large part for the International UFO Congress, which is happening in February. But I had a question here from one of our listeners at forum.theparacast.com in the question bank. Creepy Green Light. How's that for a name for you? Creepy Green Light. And yes, his avatar is so dark I can't tell what kind of eyes he's got. Okay, so this is a very related question. It says, how do you see the future of UFO conferences as far as the speakers go? Do you feel the trend will be to eventually weed out, ban dubious speakers, or do you see conferences continuing to give these folks a platform? This is probably a slippery slope for some conferences, because I know first and foremost, they want to get butts in chairs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that takes us to the entire discussion we've had about MUFON, where they're tone deaf.
Yeah. So, I mean, and to finish that thought, MUFON has great people. They should focus on the great research their people do. And the thing is, that will fill chairs. And this is what the root of the issue, which the, you know, person asking the question is getting to, is that it's extremely expensive to put on these conferences. I've tried to go it alone to do a conference, and I lost thousands. Most people who put on conferences lose money. And when you lose money at a conference, it's typically thousands. It's not like, oh, I almost made it, I only lost a little bit. Because of the way it works, so for instance, if you don't fill enough rooms, then you have to pay for a lot more, whereas if you fill the rooms, then certain things are comped. And so you can lose thousands very easily, and this happens quite often.
So you go to a hotel, and you set up an arrangement. If you have them sell a given number of rooms, and a certain number of people book rooms, that goes against your overall cost. That reduces it.
Exactly. Greatly. Because often they'll say if you can fill X amount of rooms, you get all the conference space for free. It's comped. But if you don't fill that X amount of room, you could either pay for the conference space or pay for those rooms that you didn't fill. So you have two different very expensive choices. And so I feel conference creators go wrong a couple of ways. One, they're too afraid to fill seats, so they choose, the wrong speakers. Two, is that because they're so afraid of losing money, they raise their prices really high, and then they don't get enough people, and then they lose a lot of money. It's counterintuitive. You would think if your rates were higher, you would get more money, but then you don't have as many people come. You don't fill those rooms. You end up having these large expenses. That's another thing that we do at our conference is I always fight to keep the price low. And our five-day conference is less than the weekend conferences out there. And so we fill seats and we meet our numbers. And I believe that we then do better than the other conferences out there financially as well. So when it comes to choosing the speakers, unfortunately, they're going to keep getting a platform. These dubious people, the problematic people, I think Jaime, for instance, has speaking engagements in the U.S. In the future. We're not having them this year, largely because of the Roswell slides issue, honestly. It's hard because also, as a conference organizer, at least with us, we don't feature any speakers that we know are lying or are charlatans. However, we're not the end all to say this. So there are times when, the person's information is not necessarily the best, but the public really likes them and they have a big following. And you know what? It's not up to us. We try to represent the public and what our public readers and the people going to the conference are interested in and what they want to see, as well as what we know is the really good information out there they may not be aware of to present to them. And luckily, we're often right. And so those speakers, they also enjoy. So it's a double-edged sword unless someone is completely false. And another example, another person who I'm usually very diplomatic and I don't talk poorly about some people, but some people are just very dishonest. Another person I would say is dishonest is Michael Horn. I would never let him come speak at the Congress. I would be completely against that. Or I would, be very critical if MUFON chose to have him.
Okay. The Missouri MUFON was going to have Michael Horn on.
Yeah.
He's the American representative for Billy Meier, as most of you know. And we had someone named Margie Kay from the MUFON organization. And I told her on the air, and Chris did as well, hey, you can't have this guy. This guy is a completely bogus. We exposed him years ago. And she had no knowledge of this, never checked anything, never Googled anything.
Yeah.
But as soon as this announcement went out, people got the word, told them what was going on, and they disinvited him. Of course, he freaked, but who cares?
Yeah, he always freaks. Yeah, some people just don't know. And so conference organizers aren't necessarily always thorough researchers, and researchers aren't conference organizers. So sometimes they just don't know.
And well, the difference is, though, the International UFO Congress is not representing itself as a scientific research organization that follows a scientific method. It gives you some more latitude about what you do. And I'll go back to some of my experiences with UFO conferences. I work with Jim Moseley, the late Jim Moseley of Saucer News and Saucer Smear. And in the 1960s, he started sponsoring a monthly UFO event of some sort in New York City. He'd rent a low-end conference room in a hotel at Midtown Manhattan, and they'd bring on speakers. Not all the speakers were the carefully vetted speakers you think about. Some were pretty wacky, but they had fascinating stories. And Jim was presenting nothing more than a place to have a good time. And, of course, that culminated in the 1967 UFO event, the National UFO Conference, where it was in a major auditorium and they had thousands of people and he still lost money. But that's another story. Regardless, the point here is he was presenting something that was entertainment. He was also known to perpetrate hoaxes in the UFO field to keep the subject alive. Again, he was approaching this as a place for entertainment, to have an entertaining experience, not necessarily presenting people who were known fraudsters, maybe just people with wacky claims. That's one thing. You, in the International UFO Congress, I've noticed that you've been a little more circumspect in recent years about the speakers you will allow in there. So there are a couple of choices there that we might argue over, but overall, and we'll tell you later, you got some incredible people over there. MUFON, being a scientific organization, they just don't care.
They care. They just, it's, you know, it's one of the things that we run across. It's, what is science? And, you know, it, for instance, when we, and I think this is why we're respected and why we get great speakers too, is that when we approach this, first of all, we're very professional, but we're thinking of the mainstream. Even though our conference is very much around, you know, where the UFO community feels more comfortable and they come, we're focused on the mainstream. When we put it together, just like when we put together a story, we're thinking kind of journalistically and we're thinking, okay, if we're to present this topic to the public in an honest fashion, unbiased fashion, what is this topic? What does this topic entail? What are the masses who are interested in this topic or the researchers who are talking about this topic? What are they presenting? We don't focus on what we want the public to see. We focus on an honest representation. And I think that's what we have. And, because if I was going to be biased, it would be more towards the science. So that's what we're doing. I think what the problem is, there's not a lot of people don't understand what the mainstream is looking for. When the word credibility comes up, they don't understand how, you know, Planet X is not a credible topic, or they don't understand when you say, you know, there isn't proof, of something, of alien visitation. They don't understand that. They don't understand what credible proof is.
Let's do our break here.
Mm-hmm.
More with Alejandro Rojas, with Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien's Under the Weather. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices.
ice is right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You're sounding like our robot, the Paracast.
Yeah, I mixed it up there.
Better mix metaphors. We were talking further about, you know, the logic and the choices behind setting up a UFO Congress or conference and the things you have to do. I really want to do here is go in this segment to the guests that you chose. I guess partly you can say this is why we chose them, but some of them just never, ever appear at a UFO event. And I'm looking over the list of speakers right now as we talk. And one person who's going to be there, he's going to be an interviewee, Dr. Jacques Vallée. He never goes to these events ever.
Ever.
How did you get him?
Luck. I've been trying to get Jacques Vallée because I'm a huge fan of his. You probably are. A lot of UFO, especially the longtime UFO researchers, are. Some are very frustrated with him because he doesn't like being pinned down to say UFOs are all ET. He, like a scientist, says, we don't know. There could be very many other options out there or things that we haven't even thought of. But anyway, it's, again, I think because of the journalistic aspect, we have a lot of journalists who are friends. Last year, we're very good friends with George Knapp, and that got us Bob Lazar. We're also very good friends with Lee Spiegel. These are like some of our bestest friends, you know, out there. And Lee Spiegel has worked with Jacques Vallée. So some people don't know. They probably know if they listen to my show. I don't know if you've had – I'm sure you've had Lee Spiegel on.
We haven't had Lee Spiegel on. We've had Dr. Vallée on a couple of times.
So some people might not know that when the UN, it was brought to the UN to look at and create a UFO department, essentially, it was Lee Spiegel who produced that presentation to the UN when he was a young kid wearing a polyester, or no, it was like can't think of it, but he had a funky suit and big hair and stuff like that. That's what I'm trying to say. But anyway, he was the one who put that together, and Jacques Vallée is one of the people he brought to the UN to present about UFOs, and that's when their friendship began. So it wasn't until Lee approached Jacques and said, you know, I love the conference. I'm looking for someone to do a Q&A with at the Congress this year. Would you be willing to do that? And Jacques, we had asked him earlier this year. I ask him probably every year, even when I was back with MUFON, if he'll come to the symposium or if he'll come to the Congress. He always says, no, I don't do that kind of thing. And I always kind of slide it in when I feel like our relations is better. I don't even know if he really knows my name, honestly. But luckily, I have had contact with him over the years. But he really liked that idea. He said, that I will do. We were shocked. Lee was shocked. I was shocked. And we're shocked that it's actually going to happen. So, yeah, like you said, Ballet doesn't even like to go to UFO conferences, let alone participate in them. And he has been getting more and more excited about this. At first, I thought it was going to be like Bob Lazar last year was. He comes in the back door, does his presentation, he sneaks out the back door, he's gone. However, now he wants to have a table that he's going to be sitting at. So it feels like Jacques is going to be in listening to many of the speakers. He's going to be in the vendor room to sign books. He's going to be hanging out with us all week. And then on Saturday, it's our premier event. You know, Lee Spiegel will do a Q&A with him on the stage. Which is really exciting because that allows us then to ask Ballet some of the questions we would want to hear. And anybody listening, if you want to email us some questions you would like us to ask Ballet, feel free to do so. And I'll get those to Lee because I have several I'm giving to Lee as well. So it's just really, really exciting. I think it comes back to having a great reputation in this field and that we work very, very hard to make sure that attendees and speakers have a seamless experience. And I think that being a lecturer myself, and if you asked people, maybe at least off the record, they'll tell you that being a speaker at an event is often kind of a scary process because you don't know if these people are going to come through with their travel expenses and everything, and it can be difficult. But we make sure that it's seamless and they have a great time and everything's taken care of. And our reputation and our friendships were able to help us get Ballet.
We're glad to have him there. I look forward to talking with him. I only met him once, though. I met him back in the 60s.
Wow.
When he wrote his first book. We met him at a hotel room in Chicago. And that was a strange, strange kind of trip because we also went to Wisconsin to see Ray Palmer. Mm-hmm. Same trip.
Wow.
What an interesting time.
Okay. Yeah, you've lived through some interesting times in the UFO history.
And some wonder why I'm still here. Let me give you some of the other guests. We have Douglas Trumbull, who's, of course, a world-class special effects guy, and Mark D'Antonio. And, of course, we know who Douglas Trumbull is. Just look at the movie database about him. Now, obviously, some of our listeners are going to say, David Jacobs? He's controversial more than I ever expected.
But, you know, like, I think, you know, if you're presenting the UFO field, I think you would be remiss if you do not have the ancient aliens aspect represented, however you feel about it. And I personally feel David Hatcher Childress is probably the best person.
Sir, David.
Oh, Jacobs. I'm sorry. I got mixed up. Yeah, David Jacobs, I think, you know, he is an important person in this field. I would say if you get into alien abduction that most people know Bud Hopkins and David Jacobs. I think that they're probably two of the most popular names. And David Jacobs then is here to represent that aspect of the abduction phenomena in that what they feel is going on and how they came to their conclusions. So I think it's fair to represent that. You know, it's the far negative side of things. And he's also a professor of history, so that gives him some street cred, some credentials, especially with the mainstream. So I think that, you know, you've got to, if you're going to represent alien abduction, I think you've got to represent their side of the story.
Well, there's so many different things to say about abductions. And the reason that Dr. Jacobs is demonized is because of one person who will not be named, who has spent years sponsoring a hate campaign against him. Now, maybe we could say, look, someone's entitled to feel that they weren't treated properly, but that became obsessive, and that made it worse. At the same time, I don't agree with Dr. Jacobs' approach. I think he's really not getting factual information there. I think his techniques need to be revised. But it's fair to present his point of view.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have a counter. We have a Dr. Joe Lewis, who is a professor also, professor of journalism, and he also believes in the alien abduction phenomena. However, he's on the complete other end of things, where everything's positive and nicey nice. So we're going to have a panel where they're both discussing. You know, I'm a bit, I don't know, I would not say, if someone were to pin me down and say, are alien abductions happening? Are aliens, extraterrestrials coming here and taking people? I would say, I don't know. That people are having and reporting this experience, I think it deserves mainstream psychological attention and others. People are claiming to have these experiences. Why? What is the root of it? I think we don't know. I think it's a big mystery. But I can't say for sure it's extraterrestrial in nature. These people are convinced it is, and they've spent their life doing this sort of research, and they have, you know, they have PhDs. I don't. We're also going to have Barbara Lamb speak about it. She has a master's in marriage and family therapy, and she's spent her lifetime in that field. So these people have credentials, and so they deserve to be heard. And I'm excited to hear what they have to say, especially in a panel, in a group together, debating, you know, the nature of the phenomena.
Have you heard about the latest change in the infamous X-Files conspiracy theory?
Yes. Let's talk about this
because we're going into popular culture. But the X-Files influence indirectly the UFO field in the 90s and early 2000s. So, of course, the overreaching theory of the X-Files has been that we're being attacked, invaded, visited by sometimes evil ETs. And starting in the first episode of the reboot, which is a six-episode season, it's doing really well in the ratings. The first two episodes doing really well in the ratings. And the first episode, they go into the alien visitation theory. And this is continued in the second episode to some degree. And has it that, yes, there was an alien presence on Earth. It crashed at Roswell. They recovered alien technology and alien creatures getting their DNA. But everything else since then has been the result of a plot by some elements in the U.S. government. But that actually forms the basis of a number of well-known conspiracy theories in the UFO field. Let's go into more of that in a moment. We've got Alejandro Rojas of Open Minds and the International UFO Congress. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.